Let's get into Diddy. Latest news with Diddy. We're going to talk about the detention center. And then I also want to get into Usher. So we're going to spend 10 minutes on this. Make sure y'all hit a like. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description. And get your tickets to the live show. Let's rock.
From his $48 million Miami mansion to hell on earth where chaos reigns. Just some of the words used to describe the Metropolitan Detention Center where Sean Diddy Combs is now being held without bail after pleading not guilty to sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He is not the first high-profile inmate to pass through these walls. Ghislaine Maxwell, R. Kelly, Pharma Bro, Martin Shkreli, and crypto fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried, all as they waited for their federal criminal trials called this jail home.
Unfortunately for all of those people, they was all convicted. And some of them was richer than Diddy.
But the conditions of the prison are far from homey, notoriously described as, quote, dreadful, as one judge put it. Some on the bench have even moved away from sending nonviolent defendants there. In April, a group of detainees that prosecutors said were MS-13 gang members in court documents stabbed an inmate 44 times in an attack caught on camera. Two shivs were recovered from the attack. You see them here. The victim survived.
Let me tell you something. I'm not built for jail. I'm not built for jail. I've seen people even say to me, Anton, you know how you pose the questions, man, would you do this for $1 million? Would you do this for $10 million? Would you sit down for 2 years, 3 years in jail for $10 million? Nope. You can't sit me down for 5 minutes in jail for no amount of money. There are certain things that I just can't do. You can't sit me anywhere for no amount of money. Zero. I had a really, really good friend, and I was, you know, he did some time in jail, or he did some time in prison. And so one time I was talking to Rita, actually it was over this past weekend, and I was talking to Rita. She said, Anton, do you think that he was ever touched? I said, absolutely. Shout out to my girl Molly. I'm going to check that Cash App shortly. She said, Anton, I mean, he was real cool, and he was regular and all that. You think he ever been touched? I said, yep, 100%, absolutely. Absolutely. You do more than 10 years in prison. Either he did some touching or it was some touching or it was reciprocated. I don't judge. You know what I'm saying? Because from all intents and purposes, it came out, seemed pretty regular to me. But the assumption, every once in a while was a little hint of it. I was like, I'm not built for it. I'm just not built for it. I'm not built to, I don't have time for this. I don't even like sitting in the same, I got multiple homes because I like switching it up. I don't have time in sitting in a 5x9 or whatever they call it. I can't do it, bro.
And in the last 3 years alone, 4 inmates have died by suicide. And violence is not the only issue. Accusations of medical neglect, staffing shortages, smuggling of drugs, some allegedly...
Stop it, Tia Marie. You so...
...facilitated by employees.
I've had clients describe MDC as hell, as the worst conditions they've been in.
Lance A. Clark is a federal defense attorney who's been there many times.
Now, if the government is going to mandate that they are responsible for your well-being, they have to ensure the safety of your well-being.
The prison has about 1,200 detainees and is the only federal prison in the nation's largest city. The DOJ shut down New York City's other federal jail, the Metropolitan Correctional Center, back in 2021, 2 years after Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide there. A Bureau of Prison spokesman telling NBC News, they quote, take seriously addressing the staffing and other challenges at MDC Brooklyn, adding the director appointed an urgent action team and they've increased staffing.
MDC has historically had tremendous problems and the problems aren't resolved.
And Combs' attorneys are appealing for Combs to be released to his home on $50 million bail. In the meantime, they're asking to transfer Combs to a prison in New Jersey, but so far the rapper remains behind bars in Brooklyn. His next court appearance, guys, is October 9th.
I mean, let's be honest. He's in jail. It's unpleasant. It's supposed to be punitive. The question is, how do they keep him safe? Given everything that happened with Jeffrey Epstein, they are under a lot of pressure to make sure nothing happens.
He isn't.
What do you mean, given everything that happened to Jeffrey Epstein? I thought that, wait. I thought that Jeffrey Epstein, according to the reports and according to what they said, is that he offed himself. What do you mean? mean giving? Hold on, baby. Don't slip up on
bars in Brooklyn. His next court appearance, guys, is October 9th.
I mean, let's be honest. He's in jail. It's unpleasant. It's supposed to be punitive. The question is, how do they keep him safe? Given everything that happened with Jeffrey Epstein, they are under a lot of pressure to make sure nothing happens.
He isn't.
What do you mean? Given everything that happened to Jeffrey Epstein, what happened to him? I thought that he did it himself. Just so happened to do it at the exact time that the guards stopped watching the cameras and the cameras had some malfunction. Next thing you know, oh man, he offed himself at that exact time.
A special area in the prison that is for people that are VIPs to make sure that he is kept
That's
safe.
That's what Epstein
but
was.
It is not a good place.
Yep. Jasmine, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
But on the flip side, it's funny because the fallout continues. The fallout continues, and part of the fallout is happening over what's happening in these streets. Now, Usher says that he got hacked, y'all. Over 7,000 previous tweets that he's had. Now, I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm not saying that somebody was looking to hack Usher at this exact time after Diddy got arrested. But Usher says he got hacked, and that's his response to the disappearance of all of the tweets and his post history on X, formerly known as Twitter, just yesterday. Goes on to say, why did Usher delete his entire X, formerly known as Twitter feed? Well, apparently he didn't even know the topic was trending conversation on a social media platform on Sunday, September 22nd. He wrote, account got hacked. Damn, y'all ran with it. On Sunday, after commentary and theories on him deleting his history on X poured in. Previous posts on his X account also reappeared at that time. He said, see you tonight at the Intuit Dome. Usher, who mentioned the Intuit Dome in his update, is set to perform in the Los Angeles Arena for the second night in a row on Sunday. Obviously, we know his tour is popping off. Some posts from users on X on Sunday questioned the timing of what appeared to be a social media cleanse in light of Usher's professional relationship with music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, who was arrested last week on federal charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. Usher worked with him from a young age, and their history goes back to the singer's 1994 debut album, which Combs executive produced. Goes on to say, for decades, Sean Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. Read documents obtained by Billboard. Combs, who pleaded not guilty, was denied bail at his September 17th arraignment. If convicted of the charges, Combs faces a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison and a maximum of life behind bars. And this was the official Usher tweet right there. So here's my question for you guys, right? Because a lot of things are happening out in these streets and people are saying, oh my God, it's mysterious and everybody is running. Even Justin Bieber's name is coming up. A, do you believe Usher? And B, I posed this question on the Anton Daniels channel in an earlier vlog that was posted this morning. And here's my question as Justin Bieber, and we start to detail and document all of the different prison conditions, and he can't get out on 50 million dollars bail. Here's my question for y'all. And it's going to be a different question than y'all expected. Because if Usher got with him when he was 14, and let's say hypothetically, which I'm not assuming that he did, because I believe that evidence needs to be shown and we just can't convict people entirely based off of the court of public opinion. Always believe in the justice system, okay? Let's say Justin Bieber and Usher and all of these people, okay? Where are the parents? Where are the parents of these young people? When y'all went after R. Kelly, because y'all didn't start going after him until after the next Netflix documentary. Y'all was still dancing to his music. Y'all still dancing to his music. Here's my question. Where are the parents? And how do you, regardless of whether or not you think that the person is shady or not, how do you sign your kid over and let them be a part of an industry? My number one goal as a father is to preserve the innocence of my daughter. I'm not in a rush to have her on social media. I'm not in a rush to create a YouTube channel for her. I'm not in a rush to have her working out in these streets. I know that a lot of teenagers, they get jobs and stuff earlier. And specifically for girls, right? I am never in a rush, ever, because I don't believe Usher at all. And it don't matter if I believe him or not. I am never in a rush to push my daughter out the door. And I don't understand it. I don't understand how Bow Wow's mom gave her son over to Snoop and Death Row and all of them and Suge Knight and said, make him into a star. There is no amount of money that you can give me that will give over the cost or the innocence of my child. There's no amount of stardom. There's no amount of career. There's no nothing. My goal is to preserve their innocence and then let them fail in a controlled environment to teach them the lessons without having them to go through all of this stuff that's happening out in these streets, which is one of the reasons, in my opinion, why you have so many people that's sassy. They've been exposed at an early age and they can't unsee what they saw. Why would you, listen, I don't care about Justin Bieber's stardom. I don't care how many concerts that Usher do. I always have to ask myself this question. How are these parents giving their children over to these people? I'll be sure. Now they trying to ask him, hey, I'll be sure gave his son, might be sure, over to Diddy. It was like, yeah, I'm Diddy is my dad. What? How do these mamas and these daddies just be giving their kids over? Oh, I thought he was going to make them a star. I didn't know that they was going to. Why would you even put your kid in that position in the first place? My kid can't go nowhere. Can't even spend a night at their cousin's house without me knowing what the heck is going on. I'll be going over there. Hey, I'm pulling up. Everything. I'm on everything. I need to know every single thing. My daughter can't even go to school without her Apple Watch on. I be monitoring everything. I'm monitoring everything. I need to know what's happening, what you doing, and why you did it. What's happening, what you got going on, and why you did it. You think I'm about to give my kid over to an industry executive? To a record company holder? Why aren't we holding the parents accountable just as much as we holding whoever it is that we think did whatever it is that they did? Why don't we have that same energy for the parents? Do anybody even know who the parents are of the kids that was with R. Kelly? What's Justin Bieber mama number? Why are we talking about Scooter Braun and Diddy and we not talking about Justin Bieber's parents? Britney Spears went crazy. Start pulling out her own hair. Her father, she filed a lawsuit against her own daddy. The parents is just as bad, if not more, than the people that we're accusing of doing some of these crimes. That's just my thoughts.